have one on every day through this week because there are four local candidates. What is your favorite food?
What's my favorite food? Italian food.
Italian food. And your favorite drink?
My favorite drink, orange juice.
Okay. What are you going to do about the problem that we have with our power here in the state of California?
The power issue, here's what I believe. First of all, I believe that this energy scandal they put up a few years ago was absolutely a lark. It lined, again, a bunch of politicians' pockets. It lined public officials' pockets. What I believe should first be done on my day in the office of governor, I plan on making sure that PG&E comes into my offices. I want to talk to these people, and I think we should all see an immediate drop in our energy bills back to the time period before they inflated this with this phony baloney energy crisis. And PG&E, I don't care if PG&E has got to go out and float bonds. That is their problem. They are a public utility. They better handle that issue. And I think all the money that they've been overcharging us, I believe they should give that back to every Californian. And I don't want to hear any whimpering that the state's got to pick up a tab here. Because when the state picks it up, that's the citizens picking it up. That should not be the case.
All right. What are we going to do about marijuana, Mr. Gene Forte?
Marijuana, as far as I'm concerned, I believe that every citizen should have the right to do the things that they think they are allowed to do. If marijuana is legalized in the state of California and we all vote and pass that, then they should legalize marijuana.
Okay.
Boy, these are tough issues. I mean, God, I don't think Arnold's answering these kind of things.
Right? I'm not interested in talking to him. I'm interested in talking to other people.
Well, Rosemary, and I think, as you know, if people want to know my positions on issues, as example, day one, when I get into that office, I'm going to call John Garamendi into the office with me. I'm going to have him sit down here, and I want to know why workers' compensation insurances are so high, and I already know why it is. It's because of attorneys gutting that workers' comp system regarding all their fees they got hidden inside of it. See, what Californians truly don't realize, we have a $40 billion-plus judicial industry that is not accountable to anyone. And people that think and say, oh, you know, I don't have an attorney, I stay away from litigation, they're being fools. Because the bottom line is, everybody is picking up legal costs in everything we eat, we drink, or sleep in. I mean, it's hidden legal costs in everything inside of our state right now that is going to be billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Now, talking about billions, we have a deficit of billions of dollars. What would you do about that?
The first thing I'm going to do is stop the bleeding. Stopping the bleeding means getting all these individuals hit. Mr. Garamendi, the State Bar of California, get them inside the office. I am going to strip away all those hidden legal costs. And when we strip away those hidden legal costs, the money that we save on those legal costs is going to go right back in to balancing our budget here in California and going back in to making California strong and getting it so people have more monies in their pockets and jobs. That's job number one.
Okay, next up, education, Gene.
Again, education is the same process. Again, in our educational systems, when I walk into the office, what I want to be able to say is I want everybody, all these government agencies, to tally for me how much in legal fees and costs they're pandering between each other and their good old boy club attorneys and good old boy judges. And that money that is saved there in that educational process and that educational system is going right back into our educational system so we can have good teachers, and better schools for our children. Every dollar, as I'm going to say, Californians, we have, right now, we have over 180,000 licensed attorneys. Now, that doesn't count another 20,000 or 30,000 that are the ones working for the companies like Enron. And those 180,000 attorneys bill over $24 billion annually. Can anybody possibly imagine how many more billions of dollars these government officials pander and throw between each other inside of these hidden legal costs? It's going to be staggering for people.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, you have a website, Gene, if people would like to get more information on you and your candidacy.
Yes, that's what you can go to, Forte for Governor.
That's F-O-R-T-E.
For Governor.
That's right. And you live here locally, correct, Gene? Whereabouts do you live?
I live over in Salinas Corral de Tierra area.
So,
And I'd like to say, Rosemary, and to the public out there, for the last 18 months, I am the best qualified candidate for this job of governor, hands down. And I believe this because, number one, for the last 18 months, I have been bringing forward to the public the awareness of the judicial corruption and the judicial industry. That is the bedrock of all of our problems. We cannot hold government officials accountable because we have judges that are not accountable, because we have attorneys that are not accountable, and the people that get absolutely burned by that are the citizens. So for 18 months, I've been doing this. This is not new, a new agenda. But as my professional career as an executive recruiter, placing high-level executives at corporations across the country, I have the ability and the talent to know how to speak to those executives on the other side, and I will recruit the very best executives in the United States to come here to California no matter where they're at, and I will put them in positions that are going to be business positions inside of our government, and I'm going to contract them to do the job right. No more bureaucracy. And John Garamendi, you better go ahead and get your resume ready, and there's several government officials better get their resumes ready, and the state bar better get ready, because all these guys are going to be held accountable now. As again, this is the single most important election taking place in the United States since the American Revolution.
All right. Gene, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Rosemary, thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.